It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls from high in the mountains of North Georgia in the Bojangles studio. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new, unused Thanksgiving Day weekend. Good morning. Yes, indeed. Well, I almost fouled that up. It's an unused Saturday morning, but it is Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're able to join us this morning. And should you like to participate in the program, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. It's 5 after the hour, 5 after 4 Eastern Time. We're on WSB Radio. This is the 28th year and the second full year on the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, from California to Texas to the Colorado Mountains and the East Coast, Pittsburgh, New York, Philadelphia, and all through West Virginia, the Virginias, St. Louis, all around. I hope you'll join us this morning. Woman Williams is not here this morning. We've had one exciting Thanksgiving Day holiday with many, many, many guests, so she's deserving of some rest. What a meal we had, for goodness sake. So, it's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television on the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Florida, Fox Arizona, on the Hunt Channel, and various video-on-demand networks nationwide. The subject, of course, a whitetail hunt. And in this case, my youngest grandson demonstrates to me where he's going to hunt and why. There are lessons to be learned, things to be reminded of. And the book, yes, O'Neill Outside. You can purchase it at Amazon and at O'NeillOutside.com, and I will personally sign and autograph the book. And one of the things I haven't mentioned lately is it's a collection of stories. It's called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. And in that book are 13 fabulous big green egg recipes. There's more than just stories. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. 2 hours of outdoors headed your way, and I'll be back. At 12 after the hour, this is O'Neill, and I'm obligated and with great pleasure to tell you that this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Hayes Auto Dealership, CVA Muzzleloaders, Realtree, Stripling's General Store, QDMA, Tough Shed, Pennington, Zach Brown, Southern Ground Grind Knives, good ones, Thoroughgood Boots, Governor's Gun Club, Horsetown, Cherokee County Toyota, Snellville Heating and Air, and of course, Swaggerty's. And boy, did I eat a lot of that. We put Swaggerty's in the turkey dressing. Fabulous. Okay. One of the things we do this morning, or every week, is we have the Zach Brown Southern Grind guest book. Now, if you'll visit O'NeillOutside.com, right there on the homepage, you'll see the Southern Grind guest book. And you can leave a comment, a question, an observation there. And if we use that comment on the television show, then we will send to you, or Zach Brown will send you, one of his fabulous knives. These aren't $5.95. These are expensive knives, and they last you a lifetime. They're worth it. On the radio program today, as every Saturday, we go over some of these questions and observations that people send to us on the guest book. These people do not win knives, but it's a valuable discussion that it's demonstrative. Bill calls from, sends us one, a question from Loosedale, Mississippi. Of all the fish that you catch, which do you consider pound for pound the hardest fighters? Those are all saltwater critters. saltwater fish, that's just a different guy, you know what I'm saying? And so it's rare that you'll catch a 60 or a 70-pound fish of any species in freshwater. So my answer to you is saltwater species. And of the large varieties, the toughest is a marlin or some kind of a fish with Jack in his name, or a rooster fish, which is part of the Jack family. As far as a small saltwater fish, then my goodness, the number one sport fish of all time is a tarpon. He averages 100 pounds. He jumps 15 or 20 times. He bites live bait, dead bait, small bait, large bait, bait on the bottom, bait on the surface. He jumps 100 times, as I said, 15 or 20 times, and there's nothing to do with him except let him go when you get him to the boat. So tarpon and then some of these big jacks, those are the toughest fighters. From DeWitt, I guess his name is DeWitt Gann from Clinton, South Carolina. He says he watches the show on Fox every Sunday morning, and he wants to know what scope to put on his rifle, a 243, for his grandson. Put a variable scope, a 3 to 9, 3 to 10. I use nothing but Konus. It has an engraved reticle. The reticle's not going to jump around. And that, you know, a 3 to 9, 3 to 10 variable, you can have some fun with it. You got to remember, this kid's 10 years old, you've got to have fun when you're hunting. You've got to have fun when you're fishing. It doesn't matter what size fish you catch, but make it fun, and a variable scope will make it a lot more fun. Play with it in the blind. You know, have fun. After all, when you pull the trigger, the hunt is over. It's 16 after the hour, raining all across the southeast this morning. Fishing is good. Hunting is good. The rut is on all over the country. Well, on and off. So wherever you are, if it's the rut, we have some recommendations about that. Let's see. Let's pick out another one for the Zach Brown guest book. All righty. Love watching your show. This is from Jim May in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He says he loves watching the show. He wants to get his son his first shotgun. He's 10 years old. Do you have any recommendations? I surely do. Get a thumb-cocked 410. That way you know if it's ready to shoot. Thumb-cocked 410. It won't be so, the kick won't be such that he's afraid of it. You go squirrel hunting, get lots of shots, see lots of game, and again, you make it fun with a 410, maybe even a single shot. Now, TR, like Tom Robert, TR imports a 410 from, I believe it's from Turkey. It's inexpensively priced. And I understand, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to try it this turkey season. With these new turkey loads, with a 410, you can effectively take a wild turkey at 60 yards. Okay. 404-872-0750-800-972 if you'd like to join us on the program. So I'm saying get him a 410. They're inexpensive. He's not going to kick very hard. I know, and a thumb cock 410, that's the way, and you looking at him with the gun, you'll always know if he's ready to shoot, and maybe, more importantly, not ready to shoot. From Tony Scott in Abbeville, South Carolina, what's the easiest way to teach my 15-year-old daughter how to age a buck? Well, join QDMA, read their publications, and determining the age of the buck has nothing to do with his antlers. It's how his neck is looks short because his body is so big. He walks like his feet are sore. He'll have a little belly. He might be swaybacked, and his face might be losing color. He might be getting kind of old looking. That's how you age a book. A 3.5, 4.5, 5, some of them 6 and 7 year old. You can tell if you look. Now, one of the ways to be able to see a lot of bucks, besides those things like putting in a food plot and protect, hunting high in the morning, low in the afternoon, washing in cloak, blah, 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 spend some time in the woods and don't shoot the first one you see. That's the way you will see more of them. Hunt where the does are. Let's see. This might be interesting. Okay, from James Park in Bull's Gap. I don't know the state. Anyways, from Bull's Gap. When a doe comes in the heat, how long will a buck stay with her? Does he breed her once and move on, or does he stay with the same doe for a length of time? If so, for how long? Well, yes indeed, he will stay with her. If she's in season, in estrus, the buck will stay with the doe sometimes 24 to 36 hours or more. That's why lots of times when the rut is on and you think you should be seeing lots of activity and a lot of deer, then the bucks are already locked down with the doe. Mm-hmm. And I learned that from the Quality Deer Management Association. He may stay with her, so if you're not seeing, that's another indication, seeing bucks, another indication that the rut is on. Generally speaking, every buck that's old enough to do so, he will sire enough does, male, he will sire enough males only to replace himself. Because so many die as fawns, so many get run over when they're young, but generally a buck will replace himself every year. And I learned that from the Quality Deer Management Association. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. More from the Zach Brown guest book and your calls when we get back. While I get into the next portion of the show, let me reintroduce myself. You're listening to and watching, maybe, on Facebook, O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the United States. And we've been on the air now on WSB for 28 years, the SB Nation into our second or third year. And we're having fun doing this, and I hope you enjoy it. If you'd like to join us on the program, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, or outside, 800-972-8255. I'd like to know how your deer season's going. Is it the rut where you are? How did the first portion of the season work for you? How about your state, wherever you live? Is it shotgun only? Is it a separate primitive weapon season? Are you an archer? Let me know what about your season this year, besides all the fishing that you do. Now, one of the demonstrations before I get to the radio prize package, let's do the radio prize package first. Okay. You know the telephone numbers, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. The first person who calls with the correct answer to the following question, you have to be 18 years old and not ever had won a prize package before, and here is what the prize package contains. A $10 Bojangles gift card, Whitetail Institute DVD, which is producing trophy whitetails, a voucher for a Swaggerty's Farm product, a DNR, Georgia DNR hat, regulations bag, keychain, and game check wallet keeper, a Realtree hat, decal combo, latest sport data sport forecaster, editions of the Angler magazine, Dude and magazine, 2 cans of Fisher's Choice baits, 2 packages of Bug Band wipes, and a bug band to put on your wrist, a Thunder Chicken casting float from Martin Noble, and a Thorough Good boot hat. So the question is, my chief engineer that's been with the radio show for 10 years lives in Peachtree City, Georgia, and she is the one who engineers this show worldwide. What is her name? Jason will not repeat the question. Call the numbers and win the prize package. What is my chief engineer's name? Now, one of the Zach Brown observation guest comments that I read last week was from Edie Houston. And I want to read this to you again as a demonstration, please, as to what about taking a child fishing or hunting. I'm going to read it to you again, then I'll make an observation, which will tell a complete story. My name is Edie, and I'm 10 years old, and I've been hunting with my dad since I was a baby. What's your favorite hunting memory with your dad when you didn't catch anything? Today, my dad, listen to what she says. Today, my dad and I saw 5 deer, a baby mouse, a huge anthill, a red-tailed hawk, and I ate a whole bag of cheesy popcorn and some Chex mix, and I drank a cherry Sprite. My dad's tummy was growling so loud in the blind. It was so funny. Now see what she enjoyed. She didn't have to kill anything. She didn't have to catch anything. But she spent the morning in a deer blind with her dad, and she saw a mouse and a hawk and all kinds of stuff. Isn't that great? So you don't have to kill a big buck. You don't have to catch a 10-pound bass. A 2-inch brim or sunfish will do, or nothing at all. Remember, over and over again, I tell you that the prettiest view in fishing is the hole in the water where the cork used to be. We've got quite a radio prize package. It's Who is my chief engineer? I mention her name every week on the show. I thank her for her engineering and being part of the program. What is her name? Difficult question, but it's quite a radio prize package, and we'll send it to you in a couple of weeks. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Those of you who are watching us on Facebook, I'm sorry I can't get to the Facebook. Well, Gail's woman Williams is not with us this morning. She's sleeping in. We had quite a Thanksgiving day. Oh, my goodness. Turkeys, hams, potatoes, salad, dessert, macaroni. Oh, it's unbelievable. So she's sleeping in this morning, and I can't get to the face. So if you're sending a question or an answer for Facebook, then you know, I'm not going to see that. If you wonder what I'm doing on the air here, that if you're watching and I keep turning to the right, it's because I am I'm looking at the call screening software. The way all this works, we're in the mountains in North Georgia. The closest town is Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R. This little cabin sits on the side of a mountain. It's about 2,600 feet, and it joins the National Forest, the Dawson Wildlife Management Area, basically. And which is 27,000 acres, so there's not much around here. You see what I'm saying? There's not any stores or anything. So we have to engineer, or the engineer that I'm looking for the answer, she engineers this, and it goes over the internet to WSB Radio, and then it goes to the SB, Sports Broadcast Nation in Houston, Texas, and then it goes worldwide from there. But the signal here on WSB is indeed covers 38 states. But while we stack up some answers to the question, let's talk now to my good friend. Let's see if I can get him on the air. Milton. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine this morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm still full from the turkey and all that we had for Thanksgiving. How about you? Did you enjoy the Thanksgiving day with your family?
Yeah, sure. I'm still full from all that baked possum and sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I saw your
Sure.
I saw that recipe on Facebook or whatever it was you sent it to me. Possum and sweet potatoes, right?
Yes, sir. That's good food there.
Yes, it is.
You know, and my crabapple makes possum bread and all kind of good stuff you can make from possums.
Oh, yeah.
One thing you need to remember, though, when you're eating a possum, it's okay to eat the tail, but don't suck the heads.
Oh, I see.
No, sir.
Okay.
That ain't too good.
People do that with crawfish, don't they?
Yes, sir. You can do it with crawfish, but I wouldn't try it with a possum.
And I'll bet not.
But anyhow, you know, we was up at the Crabapple Senior Citizens playing bingo a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
And I won a free. I won the bingo night. I won the big door prize up there.
Good for you. What was the prize?
A free colonoscopy. Yes, sir. For two. So I was going to tell you, if you ain't doing nothing next Thursday and you want to run over there and with me and get one, it'll be all right.
Yeah, that's always exciting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
colonoscopies are exciting. Principally, the preparation for the colonoscopy is always good, too.
Well, I had one a while back, you know, and I didn't know much about it. That doctor was telling me how to do it. He showed me this little camera. I told him what he could do with that camera.
Okay.
That's what he ended up doing with it, too.
Well, he did, yeah. And the drugs they give you, you really don't care.
No, yeah. I didn't know nothing about it till I woke up.
That's precisely right.
You know, I wanted to pass along a little. I always try to pass along a little tip to help folks with the deer hunting.
Yes, please.
Now, lots of folks go to great lengths, O'Neill, you know, to try to get rid of their human scent when they're out there hunting.
Right.
Because a deer, you know, they claim that his nose is about 10,000 times stronger than a human's is.
Yes.
And he can smell you, but there's some things that you just can't do nothing about, like your breath. You know, you're going to be breathing out there. And you can go to all this trouble to get rid of your scent, but he can still smell your gelder and breath blowing downwind.
Right, that is true.
People go to a lot of trouble to get all the scent out of their clothing and everything else, and then they go out there with an old oily rifle.
Right.
So that's going to mess you up, too.
Yes, it will. It surely can.
But now there's one thing that I've found, O'Neill, through the years. I've been using this for 35 years, I guess. It's proven time and time and time again to be successful, and that is using smoke as a cover scent.
Right.
Now, I got me an old bee smoker, you know, when I used to have a bunch of beehives, and you stuff some pine straw in that thing and light it up, and I mean, it'll put out a thick smoke like a dadgum freight train.
Oh,
and you can just smoke yourself up, your pack, your boots, your gun, and everything else, take your hat off and smoke it all up good inside, and you walk down through the woods smell like a pine knot, because you know what? Deer ain't afraid of smoke.
No, that's right. That's a wonderful observation.
They smell smoke their whole lives, and they don't associate it with people on account of, you know, people got fireplaces burning and trash burning and everything else, and it blows all over the countryside.
Milton, that's a great tip. I'm going to have to bow out of here because I got a hard break, but that's a terrific tip, and I really do enjoy it. I really do.
Well, I'll catch up with you later, O'Neill.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Milton. This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
1975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
6:40 after the hour. We do have an answer to the question. You're listening to O'Neill Outside. And the question was, our engineer that engineers the television show, the Facebook stuff, and the radio all over the country, what is her name? And so let's go to Charles. And Charles is calling from where, Charles?
Monroe, Georgia.
Okay, from Monroe, Georgia. Charles, what is our chief engineer's name?
Karen Green.
Karen Green, and you got it, and you won a nice prize package, and I do appreciate you participating in the program. Good luck to you. You on the way to the woods today or work, or what are you doing?
Heading into work.
Headed into work. Well, have a great day, pal, and give us a couple of weeks. We'll put you a box of goodies will arrive there at your home, and you enjoy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, O'Neill.
You bet. There we go. Well, that was worthwhile. Our engineer in Atlanta tells us we had a lot of answers. It was Houston, because that's what I call Karen. I call her Houston. Actually, Gail started that. You see, Karen, let's see, let me go over her attributes if I can. She's a private pilot. She's a professional saxophonist. She is a Grammy-winning, she's going to be embarrassed, a Grammy-winning a radio and audio engineer, and she can change the oil in the car, and she can put in a stereo system, and she can fix most anything. So Gail named her Houston, as in Houston, we have a problem. So enough about that. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I have a question for you. Podcasting, listening to a radio show that's been recorded, and you can listen to it while you drive or wherever you want to. It's podcasting. Didn't have any ads or anything of that nature. Do you listen to podcasts about outdoors already? And if O'Neill had a podcast and you knew about it, would you make it an effort to listen? Would you listen to, if you're in the truck, you're driving and traveling and going back and forth to work, would you listen to a podcast? Listen to it on your computer at home, your iPad. You could listen to it on your phone as it's connected to the car speakers. Would you listen to a podcast, and specifically, would you listen to one from O'Neill if it were easily available? Podcast about outdoors. Call and let me know. It's 43 after the hour, and let's talk to Sandy. Sandy's on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Just curious. Is it legal in Cayuga County, Georgia, to have traps? All kinds of traps, big traps, little traps.
I would tell you that the only trap that I know of that is illegal in most states, and I think certainly in Georgia, and I can't comment as to what is or is not in the county in which you live, but I have two comments to make. One trap that is illegal is what's called a snare. Do you know what a snare trap is?
Is that the kind where they grab their leg and they're held by their leg?
No, a snare is, to my knowledge, generally the description of a snare is a wire loop, like a lasso, and you put it around a fence or something where animals like coyotes or wherever are getting into your pasture or your food plot or the chickens, and it strangles them. So, a snare is illegal, but most other traps are not. But I would tell you that if you have pest problems, what primarily, Sandy, are you trying to rid your property of?
Well, I'm not doing it. It's the neighbor, and he's got traps, box traps, just all kinds of traps. He's trapping raccoons and foxes and squirrels and anything that moves. He's trying to kill everything that moves.
Okay.
He's just like that.
And he leaves them in the trap for the guy.
You know, they're suffering in the sun, nothing to eat. If you're going to kill something, just kill it. Get it over with, you know. But he leaves stuff in cages. Is that legal?
You know, Sandy, I should know, but I do not. And I will not venture a guess except to tell you or advise you to go to the Department of Natural Resources website, the DNR web, Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and telephone them so that you can have a lengthy and informative discussion as to what is legal and what is not legal. They know.
House cats, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm certain. They will be able to tell you and as to whether it's legal or not. I cannot. I would not venture a guess. But that guess would be, yes, he's legal. You see, that's the only thing about traps. They're indiscriminate. That's why, you know, if you wanted to get rid of your property of pests and animals, what you would do is put out poison. But poison is indiscriminate. It'll poison whatever eats it. So you can't do that. And traps do that to some degree. But telephone the Department of Natural Resources, and they can give you an educated guess, which I cannot. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling. I do appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. There goes Sandy. She's evidently got a neighborhood problem of some kind. Let's talk to Andy calling from Ackworth, Georgia, on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Andy. You're on the radio.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Would you listen to a podcast, or do you already?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely would listen to a podcast, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Well, for one, I work for the state, so my shift, my work hours change every few months. Sometimes I'm working overnight. Sometimes I'm on my way to work on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Definitely would listen to it if because I've been listening to you for decades.
I see.
Every now and then, not always, and I'm just kidding, but every now and then you have a really awesome show.
Okay.
Just memorable, be it you and Mr. Crabapple back and forth, or you and Woman Williams, but maybe she'll say something snarky, and it's just fun to listen to, and to be able to go back and revisit that kind of stuff at will when it comes to radio shows is really, really cool. I go all the way back to Art Bell, listening to Art Bell.
Oh, boy, Art Bell. I hadn't heard that name in a long time.
I've actually talked to him on the ham radio. He was a ham radio operator.
I see.
Yeah, but I would definitely... you would be probably my top five radio shows to download it as a podcast, if for no other reason than I don't always have the ability to listen.
Well, that's good. That's a good answer and a good observation. Let me ask you another question then. If I'm thinking about doing the following, and I'll get your, since you are kind enough to call and you're a podcast veteran. About the first portion of the show from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday mornings, I'm thinking about having a 10 to 20 minute recorded interview with such as, would you listen if I had Bill, a telephone recording of a conversation I might have with Bill Dance?
The fisherman.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Or Roland Martin or Jimmy Houston.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of the hunting guys, Bill Jordan.
Yeah.
Would you listen to that? Would that have interest for you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would definitely be interested in listening
to that. Well, I'm going to do some of that pretty soon. When we start over in January, and Karen has engineered it such that I can record an interview with some of these guys and maybe make it 20 minutes, not, you know, for a long time, two 10-minute interviews, times
okay.
with But because I got to tell you, these people are interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's your show. You know, it's outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's kind of like if you were a show on stock car racing. You know, would I be interested in listening to you interview certain drivers throughout the week?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. You know, because everybody has, you know, their different takes on stuff. And it's really neat that your show is about the outdoors and hunting and fishing and all that stuff. It's not just one thing. And the break from politics, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, don't you get enough of that all week?
I mean, you can barely go to church and get a break from politics, and that's sad. That's truly sad. But
that's precisely, you know, right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call and your comments, and I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and I have the capability, so I'm going to do it.
Well, you should. Go for it.
Good deal. Andy,
and
thanks for calling.
Work, so y'all have a good weekend, and we'll holler at you later.
You bet. You betcha. All right. How about that? That's great. That's a good call from Andy there about, you know, it may work. I know I checked it out with Travis over the weekend. You know, Travis lives, that's my grandson. He's 27 now, and he lives, he just bought a home. He was a guide, or is a guide, in North Texas. He's a whitetail guide, and hogs and turkeys and ducks and all kinds of stuff. And he just bought a home in Sweetwater, Oklahoma, is where Travis bought a home. Sweetwater, Oklahoma, and which is just over the line from Texas into Oklahoma. And he doesn't think an outdoor podcast is good. He thinks there are other things that can make the show better. But you know, I'm going to do it anyway. What do you think of that? I'll stack up some interviews over the holidays with some of those people. I'd like for Bill Jordan. Wouldn't you like to listen to a story from Bill Jordan to tell you how he came up with a pattern? Or when did Bill Dance begin fishing bass tournaments? Or maybe Kevin Van Dam for him to tell you what's the biggest mistake maybe that the average fisherman makes. And you, O'Neill, well, you can ask them the lie, but believe me, these guys aren't going to call this show on Saturday morning at 4:30 in the morning. They're not going to do that. So, but I could record some interviews for podcasts, and I think that's one heck of an idea. 404-872-0750. Outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. And a special shout-out to Rob, who is calling from some little town in the state of Maine, M-A-I-N-E, Maine. And we thank you for listening, Rob, and for participating at least at that length in the show. I'd love for you to call if you can. We haven't gotten a call from Maine in a long, long time, I'm sure. And when we return, let's take up what can make you a better bass fisherman, or a fisherman in general. What can you do to be a better angler?
Stuck inside my head.
We're going to get to that question about how to be a better fisherman or hunter. But first of all, in our short segment coming up here, we're going to talk to Austin, and he's calling on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Austin.
Hey, O'Neill.
Well, how was last week's hunting trip?
It was good. We saw few doe, but
okay.
Nothing worth shooting, and signs of fresh pigs.
Oh, you did?
Is there, I'm actually surprised you answered. Want to know why?
Pardon me? Say again, please, Austin.
I'm surprised you answered.
Oh.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because I expected they say Austin on the phone and you'd be out of there.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm glad you had a good trip. You enjoyed it. With whom did you go?
My dad.
Okay, good deal. Are you going, you're up early. Are you going today?
Yes, sir. No, sir. We're actually going to the Georgia game.
Oh, you're going to see the Bees and the Bulldogs, huh? Good for you.
Yes, sir. Good old-fashioned hate.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Well, I hope you have a terrific deer season. I really do. And the fact that you called me back, you enjoyed last week. It was nice and dry, wasn't it? Or was it?
Yes, sir, it was. Not for lack of cold, though.
Oh, yes. Well, I know.
But it was nice.
I know you've done all those things that's necessary. I bet you've been on the range. You know your gun perfect is shooting perfectly, and you're all set up to continue the balance of the season, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'll
good.
I'll be out sooner. I'll be out soon enough.
Good. Now, tell me before I leave here, who are you? Whom will you be pulling for today?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs. In between the hedges, huh?
Yes, sir. In between the hedges.
All right. Call me back often, Austin, and let me know how about the deer season. Will you do that?
Yes, sir. I will.
Good deal. I'll look forward to hearing from you, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Have a great weekend, my good friend. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Another hour of outdoors headed your way. We've got the news coming up, and then we'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, Atlanta's news, starts now.